I'm Ray to slash a bird.
No quarter. I am going to be uncomfortable and all over you from start to finish.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of BattleBots Breakdown. And as you can see, Ashley and I are like a week late for Halloween, but it's the thought that counts. So, and not only that, I thought that it was a perfect like segue of one episode to the other, with Ripperoni being in this past week and Tantrum obviously being in the final episode for the Golden Bowl because of being a past Giant Nut winner. So there you go. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I'm really excited to break down this episode because there was so much NHRL representation, which I always love. I mean, at this point, it's like a given in every episode, realistically. So I'm going to start with one of our Omega team folks, which was Starchild versus Hypershock, which I have to say, I mean, anytime I go, you know, watch a Starchild fight, probably with the exception of the one versus Huge, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to see. Like, I don't know what my expectation is going to be of this match. And honestly, it was pretty good. There was a lot of excitement, especially towards the beginning. I mean, obviously, towards the end, Starchild's wheels were a little sad. you know, but it's, I always say, like, you have to give it credit for still, like, moving around, and it's trying. And, you know, it's just, I can't help but feeling this robot will be something special once, you know, it gets more dialed in and the training wheels are off and like it can get going. But I mean, Hypershock, you know, with technically not Alex's first fight driving, I will remind Chris and Kenny being like, oh, this is her. No. She has done this before and did an amazing job. And I was so happy to see her behind the sticks, you know, getting a chance to drive Hypershock and, you know, really impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. It was cool to see a lot of Brandon Zielinski in this episode, not only with Starchild, but obviously helping on the sidelines with Ripperoni. So, like, he's a great driver and he's very methodical in his thinking. And so I think this episode really showcased that, which was really cool to see. But yeah, great driving by Alex. She did so good. It's so awesome to see someone else always take the sticks. Like, it's hard to drive BattleBots, and like for her to just be like, okay, here I go. Like, I got this. Like, literally she said that she was finding her sea legs again, but I don't think she missed a beat, and she did really, really well. It was a really good match. It was nice to see Brandon really finally like land some bigger shots from Starchild, because unfortunately we didn't see that a ton last season. So it was cool. It seemed like he was more dialed in on the sticks too, which was really awesome. So hopefully next year they bring Starchild back, because I definitely think that robot still has so much potential in it. But big hats off to Hypershock. That machine is always destructive and always puts on a show, and it went 3 minutes, and you know, it was great.
Yes, exactly. And something that I just have to throw in there, because I see that comment so much, Starchild is not a copy of Huge. Let's be very clear. They are not, aside from the wheels, which seems like what everybody looks at, it is not a copy of Huge. So, you know, in fact, Huge is not even the original, like, of that design. So it's, you know, I think there's definitely, and we, you know, I had a whole episode about this, a whole roundtable about this. There is a difference between taking inspiration from another robot and straight up copying another robot. And these are two very different robots aside from the obvious big wheels. So
for sure.
Yes. And so next I want to talk about Claw Viper versus Shatter. And I just have to say, Kevin Molcheski is the driver that we all deserve. I love watching him drive so much. It was a very entertaining match. I mean, I thought that this was a really good matchup, to be honest, because Claw Viper's obviously faster, but Shatter has some unique mobility with the Omni wheels and everything else like that. So I thought it was really good. Obviously, like later in the match, Shatter lost the ability to fire their hammer, and that was a little sad. They did get a couple of strikes and stuff like that, but I mean, like you saw, I think it was Adam say, like, just keep trying. Because that's all you can do. So you know, very, very back and forth for a while until that happened. I mean, Kevin just aggressively driving as always, and Claw Viper came out on top, which is, I think, you know, what I expected, because he is just relentless.
Yeah, that's definitely a great word for his driving. That scene is so fast. And it's just like, okay, how's this match going to start? Okay. And honestly, like, I was kind of surprised it wasn't just like a straight box rush. Like, Kevin kind of waited, let Shatter come out, take that. And then he was just like, you know what? Goodbye. And then he's like, full speed ahead. Like, here I come. Like, good luck, basically. And he is just a true, like, gem. I enjoy watching him so much. Like, just the smile on his face, like, as he's driving, like, it's yes, we all deserve Kevin. Like, he's just fantastic. It was good to see Shatter perform like pretty strong in the beginning, and really get those shots and nail those shots, where in the past they were kind of whiffing and missing here and there. It seemed like they really had some significant shots in the beginning, but unfortunately the speed of Claw Viper taking them across the box is probably what I would imagine disabled their weapon. At some point I did see a weapon belt, I'm assuming, laying in the battle box. So I think just the Kevin's ability to get to their side and kind of deliver them across the box is really like, one, he's just super aggressive, but that's also like so much force and so much damage. Like, I don't know how fast Claw Viper goes, but the impact, like that's just science, right? Like, that just hurts no matter what. So like, his ability to take that control and really just like use those forks and like maybe not necessarily lift, because obviously Shatter is a bigger bot in comparison, and he never was able to get that full grab, but he was definitely able to maneuver them enough where he could just kind of do exactly what he needed to do, and had such a strong showing in this match.
Yes, for sure. It definitely gives me like hope of what Claw Viper can do in future seasons. Sure. So then we're going to talk about Monsoon versus Gruff. And I mean, I just have to say, and I've said it a million times, I love the Monsoon team's energy. I love every person on that team. I just want to be best friends with all of them and hang out and drink tea and watch the Great British Bake Off. Like, I just, they're fantastic. And so you knew that they were going to bring it versus Gruff, which is not an easy robot to fight because it's such a little tank. And, you know, really hard to do any damage. And there was certainly a moment for me watching where it got a little bit scary because Gruff did get a little bit of a lift on Monsoon. And I was like, oh no, what's going to happen? But I mean, Monsoon being the like unique kind of design that it is, was able to bounce right back and just go after Gruff and do what it does. I mean, like, I love the robot so much. I mean, obviously it's like, you know, one of my favorite robots of all time because of that unique design. I mean, it can just flip and it can go. And I think that that really does give Monsoon a huge tactical advantage because of that. You know, I mean, what did you think about it?
It was like, I totally know what you mean when like, they hit weapon upside down, because that's always the scariest thing when you're flying and you're upside down and your weapon is going straight for that floor, you never know how you're going to kind of bounce back. And that Gruff knew what they needed to do. They knew that that weapon on Monsoon could work against it in its own way. And so Sam delivered, and unfortunately, because of the durability and the ability to like maneuver itself around, Monsoon was able to bounce back really quickly. I mean, they landed, like, obviously they didn't land fork down or anything like that and get themselves stuck, because they were able to bounce back. They were able to get behind Gruff. And like, once they hit the wall, I was like, oh no, that's not good. And then when Gruff was already upside down, I was like, are they really going to go for it? Oh yeah, they're going for it. Okay. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm, yep. There goes the robot. Like, oh goodness. But you know what? At the same time, like, they didn't seem to do anything too damaging after Gruff was already upside down. So just that final hit probably nailed the puffy what was already puffy battery, and probably sent that up. If that's what went on fire, I'm not sure. Or it could have just been their tank, but it was a good match. Like, Gruff is a tank and they're, you know, like, heavy and hard to get through. So it was just kind of a bad bounce back against them. So I don't know. I guess we'll see. Hopefully Gruff comes back next season. I think it's cool and it's got a lot of like fun and like technology and like everybody loves fire. So we'll see, but I'm so proud of Monsoon, such a phenomenal robot. And Tim and Tom just make me smile. Like, I just can't help it. Like, it's just, they're fantastic.
Yes, 100%. So talking about, you know, teams that are fantastic, that led into the last match, which was Ripperoni versus Glitch. And you gotta love, like, I mean, Ripperoni, again, the level of creativity, the pizza theme is just so on point. Like, they everything is great about it. But of course, I mean, Glitch is a team that I've really loved in the past. I mean, in their first season, they went on such a run. And no, I don't think that run was a fluke. I just think that they couldn't get it dialed in this season. It's a phenomenal design. It's a phenomenal robot. It has immense knockout power. It's just, they had a bad year, and that happens for some people. And going up against Ripperoni, you know, the rookie this year was a tall order. And what I thought was really interesting about this is because in the first year when Glitch was doing well, if I am remembering correctly, they had a fight against Uppercut. And the problem with Glitch's design is that because of the way the back is shaped, it's very hard to get to it in that back because of the reach and everything. But Ripperoni was able to do that. Now, granted, this was after Glitch was pretty much DOA at that point, but they were able to still get some hits in and take some, you know, pretty decent pieces off of Glitch. And it was just, it was sad because, you know, I really wanted to see a back and forth drag out match. And I think that in year one Glitch versus this Ripperoni, we probably would have seen that. But again, like I said, it just wasn't their year.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's really kind of unfortunate to see when a match kind of goes that quickly, because you're like, oh, I wonder if something was wrong before it even hit the battle box. Like, they definitely weren't moving 100% seamlessly, unfortunately. And I mean, Anna knew exactly what she needed to do. And she said it in the pre-interview. She's like, we're going to wait and we're going to take our shot where we need to. And that's exactly what they did. They were able to get close and do like a little bit of scuffling here and there, but then Glitch just got kind of stuck, and Ripperoni was like, well, okay, I know where I need to take my shot, and I know where I'm going to impact them the most, and here I come right from behind, and goodbye, you're in the corner now, and have a nice season. Like, it is super sad to see Glitch kind of never really, I feel like we didn't really see them get to their full potential at all over season 7 or obviously in this match. So hopefully that they can figure out what bugs were weighing them down this season and figure it out going forward, because the bot is beautiful. It's just fantastic. Like, they're younger kids too. So, right. Like, they still have a ton to learn. And so they can make improvements and they can keep getting better. And hopefully next season, it's a lot more efficient for them, but obviously super stoked for Ripperoni. Like, I wanted them to win, of course, because I'm me, like, right. So for me to see the pizza be able to deliver those hits and everything like that, shout out to Anna and Fred. They're just a fantastic team, and everything that they've done to see Ripperoni like really get that weapon up to speed and deliver that power that we all love is just fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. So then we're going to talk about what I would consider to be my favorite match of the entire champions for this year, which is Hypershock versus Claw Viper. I mean, I don't think you can ask for much more from a match. I mean, it was, you know, Alex being very aggressive and driving Hypershock well versus Kevin Milcheski, who was in prime, like, evil Kevin Milcheski mode, and just going at it. It was like, no, you want to hit me again? No, I'm coming back. You want to hit me again? Like, it was just so, so great. And like, that's my point though, about what I've said about control bots for a long time. You get a really good control bot and a really good driver like Kevin is, and it can take on anyone, I think. I mean, like, he could have beat Hypershock. I mean, he really could have. You know, I honestly, for me, I think the turning point in that match was Kevin kept going aggressive, and I felt like maybe at some point, if he had tried to be a little bit more conservative with his driving, he wouldn't have taken so many hits towards the end, and maybe, you know, not gotten so beat up. But it's, you know, that's driver, like, hindsight and, like, all of that stuff. So whatever the case may be, it was a fantastic match, and I loved every second of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, like, such a solid back and forth. And, like, I think in, like, the middle of this, I, like, typed in the chat. I was like, Kevin is such a gem. Like, he's like, come on, Alex, let's have some fun. Like, he did not care. He was just like, I am going to fight Hypershock. I am going to go the 3 minutes. I am going to take this. Like, he didn't care. It was fantastic. And he just was just so happy doing it. And, like, Alex was just like, okay, you want to play? Like, here we go. Like, these are two of the quickest robots in the field. Like, it was going to deliver no matter what. And, like, Alex picked her shots, and she got some really good ones and really popped Claw Viper around. But at the same time, like, Kevin was able to maneuver a little bit and bully them a little bit back and forth too. So it was just like, it was such a high quality match, like, just absolutely great driving and durability on the robots. Like, that's what you want to see. Like, that's why we do what we do. Like, that's why we watch BattleBots. Like, that was just perfect.
Yes, absolutely. And Kevin has nothing to feel bad about in that match. I mean, he just did such a fantastic job. And I, like, man, it was exciting. It was really exciting. Well, then it was kind of a different match. It was than that one, which was Ripperoni versus Monsoon, where you have two big verts, and we've seen this happen a number of times, and it's like, ooh, what's going to happen, you know? Because, like, it's like Anna said in the pre-fight interview, whoever hits the other one first is probably going to get the advantage. And it was just weird, because there were, you know, like, big hitting in the beginning, and then all of a sudden both bots were kind of crippled from a drive perspective, and they're just, like, trying to inch towards each other, and it's like, okay, who's gonna get there? Like, who's gonna get the hit? And it was Ripperoni that ended up getting the hit. And just, like, aside from the match itself, big love to Anna and Fred for swapping outfits in this particular fight. I was rolling. I didn't even realize what was going on at first until I saw, and I'm like, okay, that's Fred, who's in the chef outfit. And then I was like, oh, I see what's happening now. It was fantastic. Like, I just, the energy, the creativity, everything about that team is amazing. You know, obviously I hate to see Monsoon go out, because I love them as well, but just good fight between two really good teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Anna looks so cute. Like, she just, like, it was just swimming. And she was just like, yeah, I'm here. Uh-huh. Yep. Like, But it just brought me so much joy because it's just so fantastic. And it just really shows like what the energy of Team Omega is about. Like, and they're all there to support themselves. Like, they were all like the different teams, like Ripperoni and Star Child were both walking out for both matches and they were wearing all of the different gear. And like, they're just such a supportive group of people. And like, I can only imagine like what Lil Rip's going to look like at finals in a week or so here, you know, right? So, but yeah, this match was, it like gave me so much anxiety because it was like, all right, who's going to hit who? Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. Like, I could not. I was like, I can't do this. Like, can somebody hit somebody here, please? Like, just end this. Like, both weapons are both fully up to speed and it's just a matter of time. Like, who's going to make contact first? And yes, Ripperoni got the upper hand. They were able to pop Monsoon upside down and Monsoon could not get themselves flipped back over. And but yeah, two fantastic teams, so much anxiety, but such a good match at the same time. Like, that's just, I love them all. Like, it's hard to even like want to pick a winner here because like, you just, they're all just fantastic people. But big, big shout out, of course, to Team Omega and Ripperoni.
Yes, yes. And the Ripperoni love and the anxiety did not stop because if we didn't already see one match with two robots just slowly inching towards each other, it happened again with the final match, Ripperoni versus Hypershock. I mean, admittedly, I think that in that match, Ripperoni towards the end there was in a more advantageous position. In that one, you know, with kind of aiming right at the side of Hypershock, versus just two big discs pretty much aiming at each other and like, but you know, I love to see it, you know, two of, I would say my favorite female drivers and, you know, at the head of the captaincy of the robots and stuff like that, facing off against each other. And I mean, I think I would have been happy either way, but obviously like Ripperoni is the exciting bot of the time right now. At least I think for both of us, we really, really love that team. And it was just, it was so much fun to see them go out there and get themselves in a position to win and do what they needed to do to kind of finish it off. And just great job to that team. I mean, I think Ripperoni is going to be a bot to watch for years to come. And it's such an innovative design. I mean, I love everything about it. Great job by the Hypershock team. I mean, it wasn't in the cards for them 2 years in a row, unfortunately, to run the table, but they got really close. And I mean, no shade to Alex. Like, I think Alex just did fantastic. And it'll be really curious to see what happens from a driver standpoint in the future. Now that Hypershock also has Vertigo, what could that mean? So
yeah, as a female in this sport, it's really cool to see the final match of like such a big episode be two female drivers. So like, big shout out to Alex and Anna. Like, you're both fantastic. You both deserve the recognition that you got this year. Like, keep doing what you're doing because you're inspiring other people. And like, don't ever forget that. This match was, yes, more anxiety for Ashley. Like, of course, right? Like, but Ripperoni definitely was able to get to the wheels of Hypershock. And that was, I probably think, what won them most of the damage, because you could visibly see that the wheels on both sides were bent in at the end of that match. But it was just like, okay, who's gonna do what first and who's in the worst position and who's gonna come up? And like, when Hypershock came up on that side and Ripperoni just drove and they went right across the box, I was like, okay, now they just have to limp over there and finish this job. And they were able to do so, which was fantastic. I'm super excited to see Ripperoni moving on. The field next week is absolutely crazy and probably not one that I would have ever predicted, but I'm definitely excited to see how it shakes out. But a huge hats off to everybody that was part of the tournament that made it all the way. You guys put on a great show for all of us and we're just appreciative, but I cannot wait to see how this final episode goes.
Yes, for sure. You know, it's always a curious thing that when you have the three bots in the end, you know, will they be stronger because they're maybe a little bit more fresh? Although not exactly for J-Mo, unfortunately.
For J-Mo.
You know, I don't think he had a lot of time between these fights, unfortunately. It's so goes for whoever wins the giant nut. But, you know, it'll be curious for Endgame and Tantrum, as I suspect they did have probably a little bit more time to get ready, how that goes for them. You know, if these teams come in with the energy of like having run the gauntlet and, you know, they're ready to go and get there in the end, you know, it'll be really interesting to see how that plays out. And just a couple days after that, it will be NHRL finals, which is crazy. So obviously you and I are going to have a lot to talk about after this week. So yeah, if you love watching these recaps with me and Ashley, you're going to get lots of me and Ashley over the next couple of weeks, as we have those recaps, as well as the nominee show for the Boxy Awards, which I am so excited about. And once we roll that out, voting will start, and you will have probably about a week to vote for whoever you would like to see win those awards. And yes, they are going to be physical awards. This is not just a, hey, you won. You're getting trophies if you win. So yeah, lots of exciting stuff in the works. We're excited to bring it to you. And, you know, even though it's getting to the end of the year, there's still plenty of more combat robotics content to come. So exciting. Any final thoughts on this week, Ashley?
No, just this week was fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone in a few days. Once this episode comes out, you know, we'll really only be a couple days away. So big good luck to everybody that's competing at World Championships at NHRL. I can't wait to see you all. I know Christine is so excited to watch you, and we'll be breaking it all down afterwards, but I'm ready for all my hugs, people. So get ready. I will see you all soon.
Yes, get ready for Ashley hugs, and I'll just be sending virtual hugs to everyone. So
I got your back. I'll take care of it for you.
So yeah, keep watching. Make sure you like, subscribe, all of that good stuff. And we will see everybody on the next time when we crown a champion.